The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has been making efforts to ensure that veterans don't have to wait too long for mental and physical health appointments at the VA after wait times spiked to over 30 days during 2016. But those long wait times sparked an imaginative and novel push in Georgia to improve care for vets by helping them connect with their roots down on the farm. Reporter Sean Powers of Georgia Public Broadcasting has the story.
On a 25-acre farm in rural Milledgeville in Baldwin County, John Jackson looks through a gate separating him from his goats.
Animals don't care about your bad day. They're going to come up and they're like, I want you to pet me. You know, and you're like, okay. You're like, but I'm feeling really mad right now, but I'm petting you. And man, they don't know the amazing stuff that they're doing for our vets who come through.
It's been a long journey for Jackson, going from battlefield to farmland. He served 6 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he returned home with post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. Getting care has been a challenge. Initially, he was seeing a psychiatrist at the VA center in Tuskegee, Alabama, but he says he was told he had to wait 6 months between appointments. Last year, he had a meltdown. He called the VA's crisis hotline, and he says the earliest they could see him was in 8 weeks. After a lot of pushing, they moved that up to 2 weeks, but Jackson says it shouldn't have been that hard.
Every appointment that I got with them was because it was like, no, I need to see you right now, you know? And I had to push it, and it was like, I'm fighting. You know what, man? And then you get sick and tired of fighting. Why am I fighting for care? Well, guess what happened within that 6 months? Guess what happened? I come back and I found out I got diabetes. So I'm taking all these medications. You know, there's nobody watching John Jackson.
Well, that's not entirely true anymore. Instead of waiting for care, Jackson wanted more immediate attention. So he moved to Milledgeville with his family, started going to a nearby VA facility in Dublin, where he says care is better, and he started a farm. It's called Comfort Farms, named after a friend of Jackson's who was killed in action in Afghanistan. Comfort Farms is ripe with everything from okra and tomatoes to chickens and pigs. For Jackson, farming fits like a glove as he readjusts a civilian life with the scars of war.
You know, farming is chaos, and I like chaos, so it's just like one of those things where I'm constantly here struggling against Mother Nature, struggling against pests, you know, but, you know, when you win, you get those small battles, those small victories.
Veterans coming back from conflict often struggle with transition to civilian life. They have higher rates of depression and suicide, and they're more likely to be unemployed. Jackson hopes to change that by introducing more vets to farming. He's got a USDA grant to travel the state, training vets on agriculture. 150 vets and their families have visited his farm so far this year. One of them is Thomas Scott Kennedy, who also suffers from PTSD.
Get some speed going, get these flies out of here.
I'm in his car as we head to the VA center in Dublin, where he has 3 appointments that were scheduled a little less than a month ago. VA data released in August shows, on average, 92% of vets with appointments are waiting 30 days or less for care. Kennedy says working on Comfort Farms helps him while he waits.
You're dealing with the VA on a every other week, every once a month type situation where in the farming environment with John at the farm, I mean, every morning you're up doing something, you're taking care of the animals, you're looking outward, you're not looking inward. That's helpful.
And that's a huge leap from where he was a few months ago. During Memorial Day, he charged headfirst into the side of his house. His family watched in horror as blood ran down his head. His wife applied for a protective order. A judge ordered Kennedy to stay away from his family for a year.
And that basically sent me over the edge again. And that's when I went in the woods and started taking the medications in order in my life.
Investigators in Oglethorpe County are looking for a missing Marine veteran who they say could be suicidal. 49-year-old Thomas Scott Kennedy, last seen June 2nd. He drives a silver 2004 Toyota Tundra with
a friend found Kennedy and connected him with John Jackson. Now Kennedy lives on Jackson's property on one condition, that he helps him on the farm. Melinda Page is a counselor in Atlanta. She works with people suffering from PTSD, and she says having them work together, like on a farm, can help stimulate brain activity.
I believe they do better when they have a shared mission. They're extremely resilient, strong, individuals. And since PTSD is a medical condition, it's a treatable medical condition, it means their brain is simply injured by the high stress that they've lived with and can be healed.
Nearly half of veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are from rural areas. But the USDA says very few go into farming. The director of the Dublin VA sees her center's location in rural Georgia as an opportunity. Mary Alice Morrow is talking with the state's Department of Agriculture about growing fresh produce on site that can be used in her center's cafeteria.
We house approximately 115 veterans in our domiciliary mental health rehabilitation program that helps veterans with homelessness, PTSD, substance abuse, and or a combination of those get back on their feet. And they're usually here for a period of 60 to 90 days. So it would be a great way to teach them new skills or give them something to do while they're here. Could be therapeutic.
Now, there are still a lot of unknowns about the benefits of farming for veterans, but it may take off as the nation's farmers get older and the VA searches for ways to improve care while cutting down on wait times. For Living on Earth, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.